Welcome to Corzant Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Joe Chiani. Joe Chiani is committed to transforming yesterday's impossibilities into today's realities. This is precisely what he accomplished at Masimo and continues to achieve at Willow Laboratories, which was founded in 1998. Joe Chiani founded Masimo in 1989, a global medical technology company renowned for non-invasive patient monitoring technologies. Under his leadership as chairman and CEO, Masimo transformed from a garage startup into a publicly traded, multi-billion dollar enterprise listed on NASDAQ. To name just one successful invention, Masimo's signal extraction technology, or SET, is the primary pulse oximetry that can be found at the top 10 hospitals in the United States and throughout the world. Today, he is leading Willow Laboratories as the team prepares for the commercialization of several new groundbreaking technologies. Well, good afternoon, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, my friend. I appreciate that. Hailing out of the great Orange County, I spent some time there myself. I'm so jealous because the weather's always great. Today, yesterday, we've had like tornado-type weather in Kansas City. If you've not been out here, I can tell you it's something to experience.
I've been there. It's beautiful, but yes, you do have your tornadoes.
We do. We don't have earthquakes, but we do have tornadoes. So, Joe, I'm going to jump right into your first question here. You've spent decades turning yesterday's impossibilities into today's realities. First with the pulse oximetry at Masimo, and now with Nutu at Willow Labs. What gap in personal health management convinced you the world needed Nutu, and how did your past experience shape the app's creation?
There were many gaps. I think starting with lack of knowledge about food. Most people don't know what foods are really bad and what foods are really good. Secondly, there is this unfortunate reactionary mindset that we have, all of us as people, that we want to get something done quick. But as you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. So the quick fixes end up not working. They're not sustainable. And then there to see people try with medication to do what we ought to do with just some knowledge and some discipline led me to think we needed something different. So Nutu, which means nudge in Latin, is a tool that if you use that score, you can see it. It looks like a plane, not navigation, but knowing where you are height-wise. If you don't go nose down or nose up, you're at zero. It's perfect. Why? Because that means you're eating right and you're exercising the right amount. And if you do that, you'll not only lose the weight you're trying to lose, hopefully you'll avoid getting diseases like type 2 diabetes.
Thank you. There's so much to learn in that space, but I appreciate the story. And that's usually what kicks off a podcast conversation is, you know, Joe, you set out to make the world a better place. And knowing that there's a lack of knowledge in nutrition and foods, you aim to fill that gap. And I appreciate that. And I love the play on words there, Latin. I did a lot of Latin back in school, but Nudge is a great name there. Joe, Nutu's heart is personalized. Nutu score, a single number that blends metabolism, food choices, physical activity, and sleep to nudge daily decisions. How did you build that metric and what behavioral science or clinical insights guided its design?
Well, we worked with many experts, food scientists, nutritionists, endocrinologists, clinicians of all types to come up with something that not only was accurate, but was helpful and easy to use. So everything you said, from understanding a person's metabolism to tracking their sleep, because sleep changes your metabolism, to not just counting calories, but looking at the types of food you're eating, if they're rich in nutrition, if they're rich in protein, fibers, and also your exercise. You know, some people like exercising for an hour or 2 hours a day. Some people don't, but finding what they're used to doing and just nudging them to do a little bit more of it. It's all of that coming together that we believe we can help people make small changes that between a little bit of a change with their eating, a little bit of a change about their activity, you can have a big change in their trajectory.
That's awesome. And we all know that, you know, you make that little 1% or half a 1% change as you get further down the plane, you'll actually see that you're making a big difference. And I like, again, playing on words, nudging people to make small changes will improve their lives immensely in the long run. And of course, working with clinicians and dietitians and those people that have a lot of science-based information makes a big difference when you're looking at improving people's lives across the globe. So thank you. Joe, the next question I have for you, the app offers a CDC-aligned 12-month diabetes prevention program alongside a healthy living track. What real-world outcomes are you seeing for users trying to reverse pre-diabetes, and how do you define success beyond the scale?
Well, the proof is in the pudding, as they say. So the good news is, first of all, we have people that have been using it. They report not only weight loss, but a drop in their HbA1c, which is a very important measure to if people are going to become diabetic or not. And I have to say, the whole idea here is to not just go with something that even maybe 15-year-old science has recommended, but going with what the latest data is showing. So I'll give you an example. There are these ideas that, hey, you should not eat red meat. Well, if it's one red meat that if you eat, it actually is good for you. It does the opposite. That's grass-fed beef. If you eat grass-fed beef, grazed and finished on grass, it actually has more omega-3 than salmon, or as much as omega-3 as wild salmon. So that is a great thing to help people not have inflammation. But if you actually eat corn-fed beef, which I know there's a lot of in Kansas City, you actually will have inflammation. So it's like, it's trying to get the latest data, not anecdotal, but scientifically backed data to help people make their health better.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I know you've put a lot into this. It's science-backed, data-driven, real people success stories. But I like how you just kind of teased apart a little bit, because there's always these fad diets or these fad health things and people jump all over them. But if people follow companies and people like you that are really out for the benefit of humans in the world, you're doing this research and finding out what's really good as far as red meat versus vegetables and these sorts of things. So I appreciate the insights, and I know my audience does. Joe, last question of the day. Looking ahead, what new capabilities or partnerships are you most excited to roll out in Nutu over the next 12 to 18 months? And how will they further empower users to take charge of their health journey?
Well, we want to hopefully not only attract a lot of companies that make products wearables, whether it's CGM or it's health trackers, step trackers, so that it's more seamless, the entry of the exercise, but also working on languages. You know, right now, the languages that we support are English and Spanish. We want to bring out German, Italian, French, Arabic, because we want to make this available to everyone in the world. And you said something I love, Brian. I appreciate you appreciating the lengths we're going to get the right, get it scientifically right, make it easy to use, so that people don't have to recreate the vast amount of knowledge we've amassed over the last several years to create Nutu. And I like nothing more than if everyone on the planet used this to hopefully have not only a longer lifespan, but a longer health span.
That's awesome. I appreciate you doing what you're doing. And I want to highlight again, you're doing such great research to, again, make the world a healthier place. And that's what we like to highlight on the podcast, is how people are making the world a better place. I think you're doing the right thing by attracting companies with trackable and wearable devices. I talk a lot about that on the podcast. And of course, in many of my writings across the internet. And then of course, we want to add more and more languages to get this out to the entire world. So you're on the right track. I think you have a great vision, Joe, and I just hope you keep doing that. Joe, it was such a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Well, Brian, thanks for having this program and encouraging people to make this world a little bit better. Thank you.
Bye for now.